I know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
This morning, Roland Martin is in our New York CNN studios this morning. Good morning, Roland.
What up? What up, folks? Feeling good. Haven't gone to sleep yet, Tom. The Apollo Theater had their Legends Hall of Fame induction last night. Lionel Richie was inducted. Man, it was crazy. Your boy Eddie Levert was there honoring Don Cornelius. Chaka Khan performed. Gladys Knight performed. Sinbad. It was just crazy. Donnie McClurkin just killed Jesus Is Love with the Tuskegee Choir.
The Yard Choir was there?
Man, they were doing it up. So
we got Lionel Richie coming up later on this morning on the show.
Oh, man, you got to talk about it. I'm telling you. It was hot. The after party was hot. I was doing the butt with Chaka Khan.
Yeah, she's looking for you.
I drop it like it's hot on you, Sybil. And Tom, all that weight she's lost, Chaka was doing it.
I know.
So Apollo Theater, great, great time. They raised $1.2 million for the for the theater to keep it going. And so, again, great time had by all. Look forward to it next year. All right, we often talk about education on the Tom Turner Morning Show. And one of the issues that we've always focused on is the missing black male teacher. Well, Omari Todd, he's the Senior Vice President for Regional Operations for Teach for America. Teach for America, they really are making a concerted effort to really pull in black men to become teachers. Amari, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
One of the issues that, I mean, it's clear for teachers across the board that you guys also find difficult is the issue, frankly, of pay in terms of trying to attract the best and brightest of black males to teach in the classrooms.
I think that's right. I think, one of the barriers that hold us back from truly recruiting the best and brightest, the top black men to teach in the classroom, is the fact that they don't understand the leadership opportunities that exist in education. I think when you go to college and when you really begin to figure out what you're going to do next after college, there are a lot of lucrative jobs out there that are saying, this is your trajectory, this is what you can do. In education, no one's really telling that story. So what we're trying to do is figure out, how do we really take a step back and really focus our efforts on recruiting our top black men of color to go in the classroom. Currently, we recruit on the top 450 college campuses throughout the country, 35 of them being historically black colleges and universities, because we know that if we're going to really close the achievement gap that exists between students in the communities in which we serve and their wealthier counterparts in the suburbs, we truly need to recruit more black males to this profession.
Now, I don't know about you, but I do understand the importance of black men in classrooms, because that's probably the only way they kept J. Anthony Brown under control. He probably has some brother who was like, man, I will jack you up if you don't get right.
And you know what that brother is doing today?
What?
He's a state congressman.
Seriously.
Kay Patterson.
His name is Kay Patterson, and yeah, you're absolutely right.
Amari, that's real. I mean, so it is. This is not dissing women, but the reality is, you do have to have those black men in the classrooms, because there's some cats who get a little out of hand. Only a broad know how to jack them up.
I think that's right. I did Teach for America 12 years ago with the idea that I would only do this
in Baltimore.
In Baltimore, I moved to Baltimore. I went to Xavier University in Louisiana, and thought that I would take a break. I was a psychology chemistry major, thought that I would only do this for 2 years. 12 years later, I'm still in Baltimore working in education. But I'm going to tell you, the thing that really attracted me the most was the impact that I was having in the community, the impact that I was having in my school. And when we think about the fact that, it's not just black males that we need to ensure that have a role model. It's even our black females. Like our girls need a black male role model, because oftentimes, they don't know what they're looking for in life as well. And so when you talk about how critical this issue is, this issue is critical on both sides.
What impact have y'all had in terms of percentage? I mean, we talked about it on TV1 on Sunday. You guys have already seen some progress with this recruitment effort.
We have. And, when you think about just overall where we're going, 5% of the applicants that apply to Teach for America identify themselves as black males. One would dismiss that to say, hey, that's like a very low percent. But when you look at the national average of black males that teach in the classroom currently, only 2% of teachers in our classrooms currently identify themselves as black males. Mm. So we're really taking this issue on in a great way. There's more to do, but the reality of it is, you know, we are intentionally focused on, like, how do we really attract more black males to this profession.
Rowan, you had a black male teacher that that really stood out in your education.
Oh, yeah. When I was at Holland Middle School, Mr. Brewer. I mean, dude was straight up. I mean, he used to wear them short sleeve shirts, dress shirts with a tie. Man, home dude could wield a paddle like he was sitting here, like he was Barry Bonds. Did nobody, maybe he was Texas history, nobody messed with Mr. Brewer. And same thing, Joseph Drayton, who was the principal at Yates High School when I was there. So, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I had some bros who were just strong.
And you needed that.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Give no love.
Silmari, I'm glad you in the classroom, bro, because, you know, you trying to get positive
we need more
feedback.
Like you, sir.
Sybil ain't teaching. Omari, how can folks reach you for Teach for America if a guy's interested, or even a young woman interested in becoming a teacher?
I'm at omari.todd@teachforamerica.org.
All right, bro. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. And, man, keep getting those brothers in the classroom. We need them. We'll keep supporting you.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.